The first thing that I wish to address in this series of audios is what I consider the most important thing. It is an understanding, and I may overuse that word, please bear with me, but it is an understanding that took a number of years to acquire. It was not something that was taught. It was something that was mouthed, something that was tacked on to some kind of religious literature. But the reality of it was never taught to me, and that is that God Almighty is real. He has three expressions, just as you, a human being, have three different expressions. One is your physical body. It is literally what you can see, feel, and touch. But you also have a part within you that is called your soul. Whereas the body is visible and comprehensible, in other words, comprehensible by the mind, the soul is invisible, but it is still comprehensible. Your soul consists of your thinking mind. It also consists of your emotions, and it consists of your will, or the seat of the mind. You have a third expression, and that is that your spirit. Now, we're going to talk as if you, assuming that you are born again and that you have the Spirit of God within you. If you are not born again, then you have the spirit of your father, the devil, as Jesus said. Now, not to belabor that, but that's what the word says. Now, these three expressions that was formed in Adam reflect what God said in Genesis when he said, let us create man in our image. Let us, which is plural, create man, singular, which is in our image. Again, plural. So you have Jesus' son, which is the physical counterpart. It's the physical manifestation that you can see. The second part of the us is God, the mind, the soul of everything. He is the thinker. He is the one who has the thoughts of everything. And then the third is the Holy Spirit within you, which is a counter to the Holy Spirit of the Trinity. Now, these are dimensions, i.e. states of being, just as you are. You are one person, but you consist of three different expressions. So it is with God the Trinity. Now, the first truth that I wish to pass on to you is that God, being the Son and the Father and the Holy Spirit, are real. They're as real as I am. The trick, if you want to use that word, is that you must believe that. To those who are born again, he is very real. And I want to express to you that this is something that is not found in your denominational literature. God Almighty is expressed in you if you are born again in three different ways. One, it says that Jesus said that my Father and I, if you obey my commandments, my Father and I will come and we will dwell with you. Now, if you're born again, the Holy Spirit is already in you. When you do something according to the Spirit that is Jesus, he himself physically is represented through you in that act, whether it be visiting a nursing home, whether it be hugging your child, whether it be talking to a person who is dying, a cup of water. When you think the thoughts of God, God the Father is indeed, in reality, actually dwelling inside your mind. Now, he is spirit, or if you want to use it another way, he is invisible. To say those three things is to say this, that though I was not taught that, I can assure you, my seed, both biological and spiritual, that God Almighty in his three expressions is indeed real. I found it out the hard way. I'm passing it on to you the easy way through an audio. I've often joked in telling my story when I was told to go hide myself in May of 92. That I went out as a little boy. Back in the 50s, we used to have what they call crystal sets. They have nothing more than a toilet paper tube wrapped with copper that had a crystal attached to it, and it had a little speaker attached to the two ends of the wire. Maybe more complicated than that, but in any case, I went out as a little boy with a crystal set, looking for God, looking for the real God, looking for the tangible God Almighty. And I was like a little boy that went out with this crystal set. I didn't even know if there was a transmission. I didn't know when it was going to occur. I didn't know at what frequency. I didn't even know if my crystal set would pick it up. So you have four or five variables squared, then the odds of picking anything up are pretty small. But nonetheless, after a series of years and many miles and many hours, when I say miles, I'm talking in the thousands over a period of 5 or 10 years. But he honored that. And he will honor you when you seek him, believing that he actually exists for you, for your physical body, for your mental soul, and for your spirit. He is real. He is touchable. You can communicate with him. You're not going to do it with the radio blaring or with your iPhone scrolling it. Nor are you going to hear him if you've got the honky-tonk music playing in the background. He is quiet, extremely low frequency. But this first set, or this first tract, as it were, of these audios, is to assure you that God Almighty is real. And the most important thing to him, and it will be to you by matching him, is that you have a relationship with him. It is not something that you will find at, quote, the meeting places. They call them churches nowadays. That is not where you meet him. In the early days, the ecclesia, when they were commanded politically to go to church, they would say, "How can I go where I am?" And that's fact. That's history. And the same thing will apply to you on the other side of the rubble. When all these props are taken down, you will be faced with having to depend on God Almighty only and your relationship with him. It's a whole lot better to establish a relationship when things are relatively peaceful and quiet than when you've got bombs bursting all around you. And that I encourage you, my grandseed, by the time you listen to this, and to my spiritual seed and your seed, is that you take the time, force it into your busy schedule. Get up early in the mornings. Go for a walk where there's nothing but trees. Concrete and buildings and bricks are not real. They're hewn, they're manufactured. They're not of God. They're a man. And the spirits that were there when those things were being built, whether it be church buildings, whether it be office buildings, whether it be concrete, whether they be tractors, whatever they be, there were spirits present when those things were manufactured. And it is those spirits that you will encounter there, good or bad. Conversely, if you will spend time, even if it's in the city park, if you're in the middle of a town, a big city, first of all, I encourage you to get out. God does not like cities, and that's backed up in Scripture. He is where things are real, where things are unhewn, untouched by man. They're not institutions that have been raised up by man. They are things that have belonged to him and him only. Things that he created. So that's this first tract, That is to establish that God Almighty is real, that Jesus is real, and that Spirit is real. And the most important thing is a relationship with them. At a retreat one time, my wife and a marriage retreat, my wife and I were taught by a wise man that there are four concentric circles, one within the other, an innermost and an outermost, four of them. And each one of them has the letter P. The innermost circle, and the P stands for your personal relationship with God. It is core to everything. The second circle outward is your partner, should you be married. Your obligation and your commitment is to her, second only to your personal relationship with God Almighty. In your quiet time, in your early morning, in your walks in the city park, or in the woods, or wherever they might be. Then the third circle of influence is as being a parent. Person, partner, parent. And your next level of responsibility and obligation is to your children. They are your seed, but they are primarily the seed of God to be used by Him. Each and every time one of my three children were born, they weren't even an hour older. And I would head for the men's bathroom, shut the door and lock it, and kneel down beside the commode. Often there wasn't enough room hardly to kneel. And I would dedicate each one of them to the service and to the ownership of Almighty God Himself, and ask that He teach me as His steward to raise them appropriately. He honored that. I told my wife when we started our family, I said, I don't know what works, but I do know what does not work. And that was the way that I was reared, volunteer crop, not taught the Word of God, not told anything about Him. Jesus was simply a name. But in any case, I read my Bible, now weather-torn and edges are torn off, the pages are yellow, all the gild is gone, the leather is cracked, been rebound a number of times. I read that to my children at breakfast every morning. I didn't know if it would work or not, but it did work. God honored what He said, implanted by me, His steward, into my children. So those three circles, personal, person, partner, and parent, if you're married and you have children, should occupy the vast majority of all your energies and what you do and the reason for which you do things. Then there's a fourth outer circle, which I don't know the percentage, certainly less than 5% of your time, energy, and efforts, is your priesthood. That's when you act as Jesus would act. That's when you think as God the Father thinks. That's when you study. That's when you go visit the sick. That's when you go to nursing homes. That's when you do this or the other, and you give a cup of water or a morsel of bread to someone else. We have lost this relationship, this order of things, the importance of things. Person, partner, parent, priesthood. You can almost throw out the last P, but not quite. If nothing else, if nothing else, this is my priesthood in the latter years of my life, in the twilight years of my life. The upper range of my voice is gone, and all I'm left with is the lower range. But in any case, here's where we are. He left us a manual so that we might read it and learn about Him. The Bible is black letters on white paper. That's the physical. You can read it, and that type will, if it's English and you understand English, will go into your brain and you will comprehend it mentally. That's the second realm. But then there's the third realm. If you were born again, the Holy Spirit of God will quicken or bring to life, as it were, those things in it that apply to you and your situation and the time and the circumstance in which God knows that you need this, that, or the other. This morning at 72 was Isaiah 60. Arise and shine. For the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. If you will read that as he commands you to do, and study it, and chew it, and know it, and be faithful to it, he will bless you. Not only that, he will bless you in your barns. He will bless you in your womb. He will bless you inside the portals of your house. And he will bless what you do. But you must read it, because in it is a secret to your relationship to the Most High God.